Siddur snippets are sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum, Lili Nishmas, Adobas Yehuda Tzvi. Neshama should have an aliyah. We're up to Ashrei, which is the centerpiece not only of Psukei Dezimra, according to many, it's the centerpiece of all of Sefer Tehillim. Indeed, it's the only paragraph, the only kapitel in the book of Tehillim that actually begins with that word. This chapter of Tehillim, this kapitel, 145, Tehillah David, the two psukim we introduce it with come from elsewhere. But the actual kapitel begins with the words Tehillah David. That word Tehillah is the singular of Tehillim. It's the only one that begins with it. The entire book is named after this paragraph. It is the centerpiece, it is the core, central part of our entire Psukei Dezimra. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, in the 7th chapter, says that Chazal prays one who says Tehillah David until the end of the Sefer of Tehillim. 145 through 150, we know Ashrei and the Hallelukas, which Rav Pinkus describes, we climb as a ladder. Ashrei is the foundation, it's the basis that holds the ladder, and the Hallelukas are the rungs that we climb to get higher and higher, to be able to get to an elevated place where we're ready to say Shema. We're ready to make that commitment, we're ready to be Mekabel Omachus Shemaim, to accept a special relationship with Hashem. What is so special, what is so unique, why is Ashrei such a core part of our davening? Gemara Brachos and Daf Dalet Amud Beis tells us that Ashrei, whoever says Ashrei three times a day, is muftach, is guaranteed to be a ben olam haba. Simply say Ashrei three times a day. Of course, it doesn't mean in between the Ashreis you could do what you want. You can't cheat in business, say Lashon Hara and swallow a cheeseburger, but you said Ashrei three times and you're guaranteed olam haba. Whenever the Gemara makes us that promise, it means that if we're able to absorb the energy, the theme, the values, and we're able to actualize, we're able to live in our lives, then we are a ben olam haba, then we will enter the world to come. What's special about Ashrei? Why should we say it three times? And why do Chazal make us that promise? The Gemara says, first of all, maybe because it's the Hebrew alphabet. It follows the Aleph Beis, Aromimcha, Bechol, so on and so forth, all the way through. One letter missing, we'll come back to in a moment. The Gemara rejects that. It says, we have other kapitlach, we have other paragraphs that also follow the Aleph Beis. Kuf Yud Tes, we know 119 of Tehillim is a paragraph for each of the letters of the alphabet. So that doesn't make Ashrei special. So the Gemara agrees, concedes, and says, you're right. It's because it has the sentence, Poseach es yadecha u'maspil l'cholchai ratzon. That Hashem, you open your hand and you satisfy l'cholchai, to every living being, ratzon. When we get to that sentence, we'll explain it further. Who's ratzon? The ratzon of Hashem or the ratzon of the individual, the cholchai? When we get to Poseach es yadecha, we will study that. So the Gemara concludes, it's the combination of these two things, the fact that it follows the Aleph Beis and the combination that it contains this incredible pasuk, this important pasuk, that God, Hashem, I put my trust in you, my faith in you, I have what I need. You open your hands and you provide me with what I need. And therefore, whatever I have, by definition, is what I need. What is the special quality of the combination of these two? So the Maharsha on that Gemara has a beautiful pshat. And the Maharsha says, really, the two are the same thing. You open your hand, Hashem, and you provide for everyone. It's talking about in the world of Gashmias. Hashem, I need a roof over my head, I need a car to drive, I need food to eat, I need health care, I need things to be able to sustain my life, to be able to nourish my life, to protect my well-being. And Hashem, you're the one who provides it. You open your hand, and you magnanimously, you graciously provide it, you give it to me. Says the Maharsha, the Aleph Beis is the exact same thing, not speaking to our guf, to our body, but speaking to our soul. Because what is the Aleph Beis? When we think the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, we're thinking these are the letters that comprise the Torah. The Torah is written, it's communicated, it's transmitted with these letters. The beauty of Ashrei that it follows the Aleph Beis is that it captures the Torah in it. And therefore it's a reference. The combination of following the Aleph Beis, the letters of the Torah, and Poseach es yadecha means Hashem, you provide, you nourish me, you sustain me physically and spiritually. In the physical world you give me what I need in order to endure, and in the spiritual world you give me Torah. And I imbibe the Torah, the Torah is my nourishment. Whatever I confront, whatever I face, whatever crisis, I study Torah, I open the Torah, Hashem, you're speaking to me through those letters of the Aleph Beis. One letter is missing. They actually found in the Dead Sea Scrolls a version of an Ashrei that has the Nun, but of course it's not part of our Masoretic text. We are missing in the Aleph Beis of Ashrei the letter Nun. And why is the letter Nun missing, the Gemara tells us? Because Nun stands for the word Nefila, falling, failing. And in this context of praising Hashem, acknowledging and recognizing His being a support in our life, we don't want to invoke any notion of failing or of falling by the letter Nun. But David HaMelech was smarter than that. And though he omitted the explicit letter Nun, he got and he snuck the letter Nun in there. And where did he sneak it in? In the very next sentence. The letter Nun is omitted in the Aleph Beis, but it continues, Somech Hashem L'chol Hanoflim. The letter Nun is there, but not from the perspective of falling, rather from the perspective of being caught, being lifted, being sustained. Rav Hirsch, in his commentary in his Siddur, says, we only mention falling in the context of Hashem catching us and lifting us. See, we're tempted to take credit for our success. When things are going well, we think it's our own entrepreneurial spirit. It's our own ingenuity. It's our own hard work and tenacity. And then when we fall, that's when we call out. That's when we need Hashem. That's when we begin to realize that everything in our lives really is from Hashem. So we leave out the Nun because we don't want to invoke what it stands for. But David HaMelech snuck it in when he said, Somech Hashem l'chol anoflim, that Hashem lifts all those who are falling. It's a key part of our davening Ashrei. So central, the Radak says it's not enough to recite Ashrei with our lips. We have to say it in our heart. We have to feel it. If we're going to take our time with any part of davening, Ashrei is a center part of Psukei Dezimra, the central part of Psukei Dezimra. To say slowly and to reflect, to meditate, and to be able to dwell on the psukim that speak to us or all of Ashrei. The Birkei Yosef, in fact, says that's why we say it three times a day, twice in Shacharis and once in Mincha. Because by saying it three times a day, our hope is we'll have Kavana at least once. Some combination of the three Ashreis we said, the beginning, the middle, the end, somehow in some combination, will actually pay attention at least a little bit to what we're saying. But the Slach, the Nodeb Yehuda, says a different pshat. It says we say Ashrei three times, twice in Shacharis, one in Mincha. Shacharis represents the beginning of the day, the hope, the aspiration. It represents the dawn of a new day filled with possibility. Mincha, we're already transitioning from the afternoon into the evening. We're going from a time of rachamim to a time of din. And says the Nodeb Yehuda, says the Slach on that Gemara, we say it three times a day because the message of Ashrei needs to inform and inspire us, whether in a moment of clarity, of hope, of aspiration, whether it's the morning filled with promise, or whether we're heading towards the evening, towards darkness, towards despair, towards doubt, towards uncertainty. It's the themes of Ashrei, it's Hashem's promise to us, His providing for us, the security He lends us that should inspire us both in the morning and in the evening as well. And this has consequences. We'll continue tomorrow night, for if a person doesn't concentrate, perhaps it's a part of davening that we're obligated to repeat. That's how important, that's how central it is.